Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 2. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we reflect on St. Paul's letter this morning to the church in Ephesus, St. Paul gives it to us all. The way he writes would make any homiletic seminary professor very happy. Law, gospel, sanctification, all lined up for us perfectly. St. Paul's point is that the whole Word of God is to bring you, the hearer, to recognize your sin, recognize your death because of sin, and bring you to the eternal hope of grace and life that you have in Christ Jesus your Lord. This morning, these words that our Lord speaks are given to you, the Christian. These words are given to you gathered here this morning. You who work in various leadership and support roles for our church body. But as leaders of the church, there is that temptation of sin, isn't there? Maybe for us this morning, the temptation is to skim over these all too familiar verses. Verses no doubt were memorized in confirmation classes. Yet, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not take these words for granted this morning, no matter how many times you have heard them before. Hear the full law and gospel that St. Paul is giving to you. St. Paul begins by saying that we were dead in our trespasses and sin. We are, by nature, sinful and unclean. We confess this truth every week in divine service. Our very nature is so corrupted and infected by sin that we are opposed to God in everything. It's up to us and our sinful hearts. We don't want a Savior. We want to remain in the death of our sin. We want to follow the ways of this world, the ways of our flesh. And what is this way of our flesh? It is the way that does not consider the Word of God, nor does it consider God's will and His commandments. The way of the flesh does not support our neighbors in keeping their homes or possessions, but instead longs for these things. As you sit here this morning, consider the ways of the flesh. Perhaps your flesh's desire is to use our possessions and long for possessions instead, or positions instead, that your neighbor has. Perhaps your flesh's desire is feeling of a disdain in positions that you are serving in. Perhaps to read emails and answer phone calls from your brothers and sisters in the faith across the country with maybe some annoyance or frustration. Perhaps your temptation is not to explain everything in the kindest way. At the heart of all of this is Satan, the prince of power in the air, beckoning, lying, and destroying at every turn. None of us are above one another. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, indeed, we are all by nature children of wrath, and we are all dead. As dead people, we cannot save ourselves. Lazarus and Jairus' daughter could not make themselves alive on their own. They needed someone to call them out of death to life. They needed the voice of their Savior. The same is true for us today. You need to hear the voice of the Savior that brings you from death to life. This voice speaks to you today through appointed means, His Word and His sacraments. As St. Paul writes, it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. What then is grace? Again, grace is another one of those words and phrases that we hear so often that maybe do not give much attention to. Grace is God loving you, the unlovable. Grace is God loving you, dead in your sins. Grace is God sending His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to bear your sins and to die your death. Grace is Christ redeeming you with His holy, precious blood on the cross. Grace is Christ reconciling you to Himself, no matter how grievous, no matter how selfish, no matter how many times you have followed the ways of the flesh. Grace is Christ baptizing you into His very death. And it is in this baptism that we share not only in Christ's death, but also in His resurrection, that we are made alive again in Him. And we are sure we will be raised on that last day. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, are you hurting or sorrowful? Are you worried about your family, your children? Are you stressed in the various positions that you serve for our church body? Do you struggle with jealousy, envy, or pride? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what fills your life with hope? It is nothing in yourself, but it is Christ alone. It is Christ, the only one who is not a child of wrath, yet allowed the law to do everything to him that demanded of lawbreakers. It is Christ who is not spared sin's shame. Take comfort this morning because of God's wrath was spent on Christ, who was declared a sinner so that you could be declared righteous. Christ opens the door to everlasting life for you. He makes you alive. He gives you His very victory. All of the innumerable riches that are His are now yours. Christ is our refuge and strength. It is in this certainty and assurance of Christ's love for us that we can now go forth, workmanship of God, great in Christ Jesus to live as His children, doing the good works that God has prepared for each of us beforehand. And yes, as we do these good works, we do recognize that these works will always be tainted with sin in this life. Yet these works that our Lord has prepared for us, even before we were born, have already been redeemed and sanctified in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we walk with joy in our hearts, confident in the good work Christ did for us on the cross. We rest in His promises. We are assured of our salvation. Turn away from jealousy, envy, pride. Fix your eyes on Christ, the founder and perfecter of your faith. Be assured this morning of the eternal life you share with Him now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. May His peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Carl and Chen Shi Hansen, who serve the Lord in South Korea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.